Welcome back to Full Coverage. Your favorite fools are here
in the house.
Could you actually imagine if we were singers?
I want us to be reality TV stars.
Okay, guys, by the way, we're gonna manifest this.
Yeah,
this is part of the manifestations. You also look very professional today. I just realized you look like a business woman.
Down here, I have torn up jeans and Docs on.
But I love that. The juxtaposition is so good.
It's layering.
It's layered. We are layered today. I'm
a newscaster.
Yes, she's a newscast woman.
I get asked every time I'm on, where's my top from? So I'll say.
Yes.
This one's from Boa. And then the tube top's from Nudie Patootie.
I love it.
I always get asked.
I feel like I always see you
get asked. Where's yours from?
Mine, this one's I think from ASOS.
Love it.
And the top underneath is from ASOS as well.
ASOS fan.
ASOS, I'm an ASOS fanatic.
We know.
I also have no makeup on, you guys. Don't judge me. I got Botox.
I'm getting mine Friday.
Yes.
Yay, Botox.
Today. You're getting it today, technically.
Oh, yeah. While this is live, I'll be getting poked in the forehead.
Oh, I love it. Shout out to my girl at Flawless Laser Center. I freaking love you.
Flawless is great. I'm going to Kate Somerville.
Oh.
I need a facial, too.
Yes, you're just going to do the whole situation.
I'm going to just do a whole... Don't start with me. Don't.
Tyler wants one too.
He wants a facial too. He loves the facial.
He literally just put his hand on me like.
He loves a facial.
I also love a facial.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about the cosmetically.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
You're like, Manny, please stop.
He's doing hand signals.
He's doing something inappropriate. Do you know what's funny? I actually see all the time. I've actually been seeing them more, is that people want a camera on Tyler. I've actually been screaming because I've seen this. I'm not kidding.
Can we get one in there?
Is it possible, Tyler?
All right, let's
see. I mean, why not?
I think it would be funny.
I think it'd be fucking hilarious to see like a little clip to him being like, what the hell are you talking
about?
I'm so down. Okay. Tyler's an honorary fool.
He is.
Period.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Manny, what happened this week for you?
So many things, honestly.
That's a lie. I'm just kidding.
No, you guys, so this week I actually went on a date.
Mm.
I went on a little date. I swiped right on Hinge.
Hinge.
You're proud of me? I've been trying to get back into like going on like the dating apps a little bit. Cause I'm like, you know what? 2022, I'm gonna be like a little bit more adventurous with like dating and stuff. So I'm like, I got back on Hinge. I've been swiping right. We went on a date. And honestly, the date would end up going really, really well. He's a super cool guy, super chill. I didn't feel that like dating kind of spark.
Yeah.
So I don't think we have that connection. Like, you know, that like chemistry in that way.
Right.
But he's super cool. I can definitely see myself being friends with him for sure.
And was it weird at all? Or just
So I think for me, like I feel like I know within like the moment I meet someone or like the moment I'm like going on a date that if I feel like there's like this like little like extra bit of connection. For him, I was just like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, nice to meet you. And it was more like chill, friendly, not so much like date you wise.
I see.
And he's super cool. Like, don't get me wrong, I actually had a great time, but I wasn't like interested in that way. But I will say, like, it was kind of strange. So we're obviously on a first date, right? Like, we're trying to get to know each other. That thing's going on. Our waitress is like really kind of strange.
Wait,
actually.
What?
So she kept coming up to us and she was like venting about her real life, right? Like,
That is weird.
Laura, I'm talking like to the point where she's like, yeah, you know, my man cheated on me.
What?
And I have kids with him. And like, she honestly like, as if we were her therapist, like literally. And me, and she knew we were on a first date
because she
had asked and we're like, yeah, we're on a first date. We're just kind of like hanging out.
The overshare.
But she got to the point where it's an oversharing. And like, I'm like obviously trying to get to know this guy like on a first date.
Not the waitress.
I'm not trying to get to know the waitress.
You're not trying to get to know the waitress?
Laura, there was one moment when she came and like was with us. Guess how long she was there in one minute for real.
Uh-oh, I would get uncomfortable.
10 minutes. She was there for 10 full minutes talking about like her man and her problems. And I'm like, bro, because I've been a waiter, shocking. Right? So I know when there's like social cues to be like, yo, like chill and relax and have fun. And there's social cues to be like, hey, like, thank you so much.
Get out of here.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Like,
I've got
get out of here.
There's a fine line in waitering, waitressing. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line in coming to the table too much and not enough.
Yes.
And once you get good at your job, you'll know that line. Mm-hmm. I feel like she might need someone to talk to, but it's very unprofessional.
But I'm like, then like maybe talk like, you know, like the employees that are there. Like, I just
a
feel like because we are complete strangers.
A friend, a family member, a yes. cousin, whatever.
She's and then she would like, and we and obviously like as a reacting, we're like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Yeah, it's very just like, oh wow, so wild. And like obviously we're not being super responsive. So like she would get the hint that I'm like, okay, like I'm trying to get back to this date right now. Like I'm on a first date. Like this is so uncomfortable for me. It's already like kind of a weird situation. Going on a first date is already like, kind of like, fuck me.
It is.
So that just made it like 10 times more awkward.
I'm a little shook.
Yeah, I was dead. I was really dead.
That's awkward.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, I hope she doesn't listen to I hope she's not listening right now. Well, but if you are, also maybe it's tough
maybe
love.
Maybe it's you know, a little it's advice.
It's a little bit of advice. It's not like I'm calling on anyone's name or where we went. But like it was really uncomfortable. So if you're a waitress out there, a waiter out there, just, you know, pick up on the little social cues.
Read that room.
I mean, when I was a waiter, I had to do that.
Read the room.
No, when I was a waiter, like I started to get to the point where I was like, okay, cool. Like, because you can sell, like when someone starts to like look around a little bit, like, okay, they might need me for like more water or something. Like you kind of keep a glance out and you see if like they're in the middle of conversation. If they're middle, like mid conversation, like honed in, maybe don't go up at that exact moment. You know what I mean? It's like things like that. So it was just kind of awkward. But other than that, like I actually ended up telling them the next day, I was like, yeah, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say in the text?
It's always like a little awkward because he texted me the next day and he was like, yo, he was like talking to me about something random. And I was like, hey, I just want to be super honest. And I sent it in a voice note. So he understood my tone. I was just like, hey, I want to be super honest and super transparent. I had a lot of fun with you, but I'm not feeling that spark.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that kind of, you know, thing. And honestly, I feel like that's, for me, that's better than like ghosting someone, right? I would rather just be super honest and it might like hurt feelings a little bit more than ghosting would, or maybe not, I don't know. But I feel like just getting it out there is just a lot. And he took it really well. He was like, no, I totally understand.
Oh, that's
totally
great.
Get it. Like, I would still love to be friends. I'm like, great.
That's great. My self-help book talks about one of my millions, but it talks about how important honesty is and that we've lost so much of that in society to protect people from getting their feelings hurt, which has then created a more anxiety-filled people. Don't know how to correct things or have no idea what they're going wrong. They don't know how to communicate because we're constantly sugarcoating everything or we're constantly not being completely honest, even though it may hurt some feelings. But like what you did is like what it tells you we should be doing because you do yourself a service and you do the person you're being honest with a service.
Exactly. You know, I will say also like I was kind of taken aback because during the whole time we were talking, like he never gave any inkling on that he knew who I was as Manny MUA.
Here we go.
And so whenever I go on a date, like not always, but it's happened where I get clocked, right? They clock me, whether it's the waitress, whether it's the hostess or waiter, whatever it might be. And so I got clocked right before we sat down. And I was like, oh, by the way, like I also do YouTube like on the side. Because that's like my way of being like, how do I make it like sound kind of like not awkward?
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I kind of already knew. He's like, I just didn't want to bring it up and talk to you about it until you told me.
Yeah.
And so appreciate
that. That's really respectable.
Very respectful. Really, really appreciate that. At the other hand, I was like, I felt like almost like awkward in a way too. Cause I was like, oh, he didn't know who I was. But it's hard because my audience is 90% women. So yeah. I don't expect a lot of men to know who I am.
Right.
It's always just like more women to know who I am. So yeah. It was kind of a shock, but it's all good.
All good.
Yeah. Well, how was your week?
Well, I went to Jackson Hole with Ty and Aaron.
Period. It's so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. We do a snow trip every year, mm-hmm. and I wanted to do this one this year before it warms up, and which I hate the cold, but it's fine for like 3 days. And then I, you know, after 3 days, I'm
you'll
like,
defrost.
Let's skedaddle. Let's skedaddle. Yeah, let's it's time. Get out of here.
Also, when it's so stunning, it's almost like, okay, I'll handle the cold because it's that's how beautiful. It
is. Plus, I like skiing and I like mm-hmm. doing the snow stuff, which I just watched today on TikTok, paralyzed from his waist down. He's so young from skiing, and I'm
oh my god, like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he's like his video went like a dude that was like in a, on a bed, and he was like he's very friendly.
Yeah, his video went really viral. Because exactly of the way he told his story. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated, but also...
I was in it. Like, his back cracked in half.
You don't even feel bad for him.
I know.
Because of the way mm-hmm. he tells his story, he's so happy and cheerful and he's grateful.
Yeah, he's grateful
so
to be alive.
So you're just like, wow. His story's really captivating, especially as it tells it. But anyways... Karen and Sebastian were like, oh, you should go to Jackson Hole. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, mm-hmm. What is Jackson Hole? I've never heard of such.
Same.
But I've been wanting to make, I'm going to visit all 50 states. So I'm like, I need to make my way out to Montana.
Yes.
Idaho, Wyoming, that little area.
Montana absolutely has to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to go there this fall. Mm-hmm. With or without you guys.
No, I'm going.
With or without I'm you guys.
And we're also making Daniel go as well.
Okay. That probably won't be hard.
And that's be very easy.
He's always there. Uh-huh. But anyway, so I'm like, okay. And Karen and Sebastian were like, it is this cutest town, like super luxe, really great place. And I'm like, Wyoming? Okay. So we go mm-hmm. there and we talk to a lot of the locals and we talk to a lot of people that live there. And come to find out, Jackson Hole is such a crazy place. It's a very small town and they don't have a lot of space to live there, but they have a what wants to be a huge population there and they can't fit all the people in, so their mortgages and rent and homes are worth more than they are in Los Angeles. Like, for instance, they said
I did not expect that.
I didn't expect it either. I was shocked. They said like a studio apartment's about $3,000 a month.
For how many square feet?
Oh, nothing. A studio,
like 500,
I would think. Feet,
like
I don't know. I don't know square footage. Like, you could tell me 11,000 and I'd be like, oh, how small. I don't know.
Oh, that's so tiny. That's darn. Tiny.
I don't understand square footage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you asked me what my house is, I couldn't tell you. I'd be like, I think it's like 20 square feet.
No, literally.
But anyways.
Wait, wow.
Yeah, so crazy. So all of our drivers, they find different ways to live there. And if you want to move there, the people who are from there are not fond of it. They don't want
they're
you
not
there.
Friendly
they don't want
of you.
You they're
guys.
Friendly. They love the people that visit. They don't want you moving there because they have such a small town and it cannot expand because for years and years people own tons of acreage of land.
Got it.
So it's
like
all
generationally, yes, like all over
like
the
Yellowstone.
Place. I don't
like
watch Yellowstone,
okay. Well,
but I know what
like
you're talking
what
about.
Goes on in Yellowstone.
Got it. Okay.
You know, generation after generation owns the land and they're not giving up their land. They don't care what it's worth because it's not about that for them.
Yeah.
So I think they said, Ty, did they say like 3% of the land there can be used for building on or something like that? Yeah. It was like something so small. Mm-hmm. So they were even telling us, if you want to move here, you can't even like physically find a
like,
place
there's
that's
no
open
way, because it's literally
there's nowhere
like,
open
the land's
they're at
taken.
Max capacity and the locals were telling us how horrible this place has become due to the amount of people moving there
because of tourism or because of the moving
both. Got it's it. Become quite the attraction. We saw Bill Gates, his mansion he's building there is $40 to $50 million they estimate it, his mansion.
Oh my
gosh.
And
if you look up Jackson Hole and the amount of celebrities that have mansions out there, it's insane.
I didn't know that.
So it's like this crazy place in middle America that no one talks about. They're probably like, please stop talking about
it. Literally stop right now.
But no, I'm telling the truth on what it would take to live there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds insane.
And it's not livable. So yeah, really crazy. Really crazy stuff.
Your resort looks stunning, like where you stayed. Like I was actually kind of shocked.
Ty, what was it? The Amangari?
Amangari.
Amangani.
Amangani.
Oh my God.
The deers outside your fucking window.
The deers were there.
I was
and
screaming.
It was really amazing. We did snowmobiling. We went to Heart Six Ranch. Mm-hmm. And they also have dog sledding. And so they probably had 50, 60 dogs plus a bazillion puppies. And they let us go in the pen and just go crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
They were so sweet.
But you didn't write, like, you didn't go on the thing with the dog sledding.
You know, I'm not, I don't think I'm a dog sledder.
No, I figured you're not a sledder of any animal. That's why I'm like,
I'm not an animal.
I don't see that happening for you.
But I'll tell you this, playing with the dogs. And they said, cause they went crazy whenever we walked in there, and he goes, cause they think they're going to get to go sledding.
It's like a walk to them,
and they use
10
dogs for a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like,
oh no, no, no,
no,
there's no struggle. 10 dogs for a person.
They were excited about you.
Oh yeah. They wanted to go, but sadly we were like, oh my God, we're not, it's kind of like taking them on a walk. Want to go on a walk? So for them, but anyways, not my journey.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm the same way. There's something about also like seeing like the dogs do it. I'm just like, oh.
I'm just not interested.
Yeah, I mean, it like freaks me out. And even if I know it's not a struggle at all, I'm like, I don't want to.
We did snowmobiling, and that was. See,
we can just do the mechanics.
Yes.
We'll stick to the mechanical.
It was fabulous. And Grant, we had a great time. It felt like a break.
Honestly, it's especially like when you go from like this kind of atmosphere and weather to like something completely polar opposite, it really does feel like a complete detachment.
And I also miss, I love LA people. I live here and there, I'm surrounded by them and I love them, but there's something about people that don't live in the city. It's their conversations get really refreshing because, you know, you can have a 30-minute conversation, an older man who, he told me all about his life, you know, and like all the different things.
Probably a lot calmer.
Oh my God. Just everything is so mellow. And he was like telling me how he like did the Navy and then he did tours in the Grand Canyon for 11 years. Like he had lived this crazy wilderness life. And he just told me all about it. He was like a really old man. And he was my driver to the Heartsix Ranch or whatever. And I don't know, we get to hear everybody's stories because we did a lot of drivers to different places.
Totally.
And they would all talk to you and just tell you everything. It was just so refreshing.
That's so cute.
I felt like, I just love people.
Especially like not in like your area. It's like always actually kind of feel like just detached from like, cause also like, I feel like in LA, like if I'm in an Uber, I'm usually like not really talking. Like I'm not really engaging.
Not.
I'm not really doing that. I'm just like, let me just get there.
Baby, boom, boom, it's boom. Business.
It's business. I'm like, let me go, go, go. But I feel like, again, like in Wyoming, it'd be like, oh, like I feel like, cause they would be so friendly and be like, oh, hey, how are you? How's your day? What are you doing up here?
Oh yeah. They would tell us the craziest stories. Like one guy was telling us all the stories of wildlife he's encountered, and they're introducing wolves. They were natural to Wyoming and they were hunted out and gone. So they're reintroducing wolves because they belong there, and the people are protesting it because they're like,
we don't
want wolves. Yeah, but it's like, that's natural.
Maybe
there.
That's like literally what it is.
It's what it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be there. The wolves are.
The wolves have been there longer than us.
Yeah. So I don't know. You just hear, I'm like, wow, you just got to hear about something different for once.
It's nice to hear other people's way of living too.
It was fascinating.
Those
people are cowboys out there, honey.
Like rancheros. Like they literally have ranches and
shit. Oh, it's real.
Like lassoing.
Oh yeah. Like they literally were telling me like, oh, Yellowstone's closed right now, but you can get in by horseback. I was like,
horseback. Horseback.
Oh my God.
I don't know how horseback.
I don't know all about that, but I'll wait till the summer.
I'll wait. Yeah. I'll go on a bus.
Yeah.
That's so wild. I love it. Like, it reminds me of like when like we've been to Bora Bora and like the way of life of people in Bora Bora.
So different.
It's so vast. Like there's no like movie theaters. There's no like store. Like it's so like island living chill. Mm-hmm. And like they're just like living off the land. And it's so like different than what we're used to. That's always like, oh, it's nice to kind of detach from your reality and put yourself into someone else's for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That experience was absolutely amazing. So we did that, long story long. And also, we launched our makeup brushes.
Yes!
Woo!
Hello! I love it. The brushes are so incredible.
They're incredible. They're finally back. They sold out when we did the first launch of them. I can't remember what month we launched those. Launched them in 2021.
Half a year ago.
Yeah, I would say. It took us about 6 months to get
them back. Well, because you already had them done. So it was like, we just need to reorder. Mm-hmm. But it takes so long to get the reorders done.
I think it was like 4 to 5 months, maybe.
Yeah, I'll say like 5.
Mm-hmm. So we got them back in stock. They're in stock now. It's an 11-piece brush set plus the makeup bag for $52. Guys, check it out. LauraLeeLosAngeles.com.
We'll leave a link down below.
We'll leave the link down below.
Yeah, if you check it out. If you're watching on YouTube, we're going to leave a link down below. They're amazing.
Really amazing.
I'm taking a
feedback.
Set. I'm going to take a set.
Got them downstairs.
Literally, that's just like, I'm going to be taking a set on my way home.
Please.
because I forgot to take a second sip.
I would love that.
And they're so good. I love they're them. Good. No, I love good. That you launched them. I'm so happy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would say that's about it. Me and you went to dinner last night with Rare Beauty.
Yes, that was super fun.
Oh, they listened to the pod.
Oh my God, shout maybe out to the girls.
They were telling us they listened to the pod, so maybe yes, they'll hear this.
You guys, we actually get really fascinated when brands tell us that they listen to the pod. I get fascinated personally. I know. I'm very like, you
Jared
do?
From Benefit told me he listens. I think Shelby really? Did too. Mm-hmm. So Benefit listens.
Benefit listens.
Rare I heard. Listens.
Who else has told me that they listened?
Some other people several, have actually. Told us.
Who else? I can't
you know
remember.
What was cool too? I went.
Especially the brand trip episode. That's the
oh,
episode.
That's the one that got them good.
That's the episode that the girls are listening to. Like, we listened to your episode about brand.
Well, they all say it was very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like, they appreciated the brand trip
episode. By the way, the mascara story in that one was not about Benefit. We weren't, if you guys go back in history, we weren't on that Benefit trip because me and you and Nikita and Gabriel all went to Hawaii.
Yes.
And they oh my went God, to you're so right. And so, because we were talking about mascara you're in that so episode, and we're like, Benefit. Right. I was like,
Benefit. I'm like, we
no, do your research. We weren't even there. Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because we went on a friend's trip to Hawaii.
And do you remember they had Space Cadets deliver?
Yes. Oh my God. They did mm-hmm. in to our house in
because
Hawaii.
Benefit knew we wanted to go, but we mm-hmm. had already booked everything yeah. to go to Hawaii at the same time. We're like, well, genuinely,
sorry,
we
can't. We've already booked.
We're booked and busy. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, we totally get it. So they had in Hawaii two people dress up as astronauts, which was the theme.
That was the theme for like the astronaut mascara.
And at our Airbnb deliver Dude, the product.
I completely forgot.
That was wild.
That is so fucking wild.
I don't
wild.
Know what kind of connections Benefit has.
They have unearthly connections.
Unearthly.
They are not of this world
LVMH.
Connections. That's that Louis Vuitton connection. Oh. Dude, that's so wild. You're sorry. But yeah, we weren't talking about Benefit.
We weren't talking
we
about Benefit.
We weren't on the trip that I was talking about.
I told Jared that though when he okay, came God. By. I was like, by
he was
the way,
like,
a fucking what bitch. The fuck you're talking
about? I'm just kidding. You fucking asshole.
Jared's from Alabama as well. He works with Benefit. So me and him really have
he's
that connection.
He's genuinely
you don't
the
meet a
too.
Lot of people out in this world.
From Bama.
From Bama. You
in
don't.
In LA too.
So that when you do meet someone that's from the South that comes out here, you do feel like a special connection because mm-hmm. not a lot of people leave.
Your hair looks so sexy right now. No, literally. Can we just like have a moment for Laura's what? Fucking hair?
The
like, I was
are
looking
like
at
this.
It and I'm like, like Laura's hair just looks like so like.
You know what
like,
it is?
Fucking like.
Are you ready? Dyson Airwrap.
No, it's not. The fucking the Airwrap.
The $500, $600 Airwrap. Yep.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I feel like it's worth the money because everyone talks about the Dyson.
Listen,
and everyone
I've
loves
had mine
the Dyson.
For a really long time.
Because they're good quality, huh?
And now, oh yeah, they'll last forever. Yeah. But now everybody, of course, is hyped up. Yeah. Rightfully so, rightfully so. I also have three Dyson vacuums. Four. I have four Dyson vacuums. The four.
Wait.
I have four Dyson
the
vacuums.
The Dyson Airwrap is the brand Dyson that does vacuums.
Oh my God, yes. It's the vacuum brand. The fans. Oh my God, you didn't know that? Manny, that's why it costs so much. Dyson is out
you
here.
You just blew my fucking mind.
I may have blown some
I dead
viewers.
Ass did not know that Dyson Airwrap was also Dyson like vacuums.
Yes. It's the same company. That's why it's bougelicious.
No wonder it's like bougie it's, and nice and, it and works. Sickening and it works well. Mm-hmm. Dyson, like I've had Dyson vacuums and they last forever.
They last forever. I bought my first one, which was a regular big vacuum.
So
and then I was like, I want another one because this mm-hmm. one's been like with me for 4 or 5 yeah. years and it's a little dull.
Uh-huh.
I can barely vacuum with my new one because it almost sucks the carpet out of the rug.
Because it's so strong.
It is so strong. So then
the
I was-
The Glug Glug 5000.
Yeah, like- I'm like, oh yes. My God, it's vacuum, like dragging me across the house. It's alive. So then I was like, I was like, let me get the handheld.
Yes. Yes.
Right? I'm like, car.
Let me have extra options.
Let me have options. But then for Christmas this year, I was like, I want the cordless.
Laura's a Dysonaholic. Please, someone send help right now for Laura's Dyson.
I'm gonna line them all up and take a picture.
No, you have to. I'm actually genuinely curious. I want to see which ones you have. Okay, do you know what I did when I was really little?
What?
So you know how like on the vacuum there's like a hose that you can like do like the it's like a suction hose.
Your wiener?
Yes.
No. I was joking.
I know you were.
I didn't know you. Boy, don't do that with a Dyson.
No.
It's gonna be
but
a different
I mean,
experience.
I did like, well, I was just like,
you did it with a Hoover.
It's sucking. And there's my pee pee right here.
What was your experience?
I mean, it just felt like really, it just literally just felt like just sucked in. It was very strange. And I obviously, like, I only did it one time because I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I didn't like it. But I was, obviously when you're little, you're just like doing stupid ass shit. I genuinely
think a Dyson would rip your penis off.
Oh, I'm sure it would. Body. I mean, when you just said that it sucked the carpet's life out of it, I'm like, oh my God. It reminds me of Monster Inc. when the lips are like. But yeah, no, I totally put my dick in one of the form.
Well, there's our title to today's video.
Maddie has fucked a vacuum. Oh, we should take a break.
All right, let's take a break. And we need a break after that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Okay, guys, and we're back from our break. Back in the break is done.
Okay, wait, we want to kind of do like a rapid fire.
We're doing rapid fire today.
So we have a ton of topics that's happening in pop culture, and we just want to give it a little taste.
Yeah, we want to do a little taste, a little whisper.
All right.
If you will.
First up, Kim and Kanye. Kanye has released a diss track to Pete, essentially. Allegedly. No, it's not even
alleged. It's not even like, that's what it is.
No, it's there.
The gag is, too, the fact that Pete has hired extra security.
Yeah.
For it. But the thing is, and it's not even like, when you think about it, it's not even like saying Pete's thinking like Kanye's gonna go beat him up.
No,
it's like
the fans.
People are so wild. And if they think, and if Kanye West, who's this icon and legend in the rap world, is like, ghost, like, let's beat up Pete, bro, like Pete would literally fans, be in danger. Like, are you joking?
Crazy fans will do what the artist tells them to do. And so I feel like that's where the security comes in, because it's like you're waiting on some lunatic to be like, oh, Kanye told me to do it, I'm gonna find Pete.
Right. It's honestly really scary, to be honest. Like,
I'm honestly not surprised that Kanye kind of diss-tracked him. I mean,
I'm not shocked at all, to be honest.
That's how artists work. Look at Taylor Swift. That's her whole fucking...
Like, let me diss these bitches that broke my heart.
Fucking broken heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's common.
Yeah, absolutely.
But wasn't there a violent... It's not funny, but wasn't there a violent threat in Kanye's?
I mean, it literally was like a beat you up. Like, it literally was like, I'm gonna beat your ass.
I'm gonna beat your ass. So Taylor doesn't. Yes.
No, Taylor's not threatening physical harm. She just destroys their careers.
That's what it is.
She just Jake Gyllenhaals them.
She Jake Gyllenhaals them. Yeah. Whereas Kanye is just like, I'll just throw a little action. Yeah,
exactly.
Out there.
But see, that again, like, that's like, that's also not okay to like threaten physical violence either.
Shouldn't.
Because the thing is, I feel like Kanye is like so obsessed with Kim.
Okay, hear me out. Could you imagine if Kim threw a threat out to Julia?
No, that would be crazy. People would lose it. Like, because it's Kanye, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
That's like such a double standard. Cause I don't feel like they would, like, it would be weird if Kim did that. But because it's Kanye, it's like, oh yeah, like Kanye's like,
yeah.
Fuck him for taking my girl.
Yeah.
You know, very that vibe.
Very uncool.
It's just not cool. But speaking of Julia. Okay, so did you see how they did Fashion Week?
Yes.
Kanye and Julia.
What Fashion Week was it? Is that Spring Fashion Week?
I don't know.
Because isn't that in February?
Spring. Yeah.
They must be doing early shows already.
Yeah, or it's in a different like country. And it's not even
it could
here.
Be it in could a be different
like
country.
Milan Fashion Week or Paris Fashion Week.
Maybe it's one of those.
But her makeup in there? Laura.
Okay. Laura. People are making, I mean, like, the whole day was memes.
The memes the that memes. Came from that smoky eye.
That smoky eye. Girl.
I honestly, it was shocking. When I saw it, it shook me.
You know what it is, too, though? She be throwing looks.
Right.
With the makeup, she was like this. Which I'm like, guys, she shouldn't say she's on drugs. I think doesn't realize how she looks.
Or maybe she doesn't realize that the smoky eye is so pulled out.
It's like
that it gives you this like wild stare, like as if you're a cougar.
So I think
about to attack something.
If you didn't have that makeup on and you did the same stare, it might not look
It wouldn't
as
be as jarring. Yeah. It might not have been as jarring. But the thing is, I saw so many like comparisons of like Bucky from Captain America, like smoky eyes.
Alyssa
Edwards. That was my favorite one, actually. Where she's in the mirror, like doing this.
With pulling it back. With the smoke.
Yes, with the smoky eye. That's literally what it looked like.
Yeah.
So honestly, I was laughing at the memes, I'm not gonna lie. Because I thought it was really funny.
It was really funny. I do feel like all of it was lighthearted. Like
exactly.
It was.
Funny.
People were not vicious about it. They were making jokes. And honestly, I would repost them if I were her.
Honestly, like take like,
let's laugh together.
Exactly. Like, have fun with shit like that. Like, if someone's taking money in front of me for shit, like, I'm like, okay.
Look at your fashion show.
Exactly. I knew Laura was going to be this up. No, but seriously, it's funny.
We brought it up last night.
No, but like, I walked to Marco Marco Fashion Show years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like, what, 5 years ago at this point? Yeah. And it wasn't the best walk ever, obviously.
But that's not even it. It was just like funny.
It's just funny. It's just like, I'm like, it's very pedestrian.
Is that a lot of people did it?
A lot of people did it. A lot of influencers were doing it. And it was honestly like just a fun experience. And now looking back, I'm like, it's funny. It's honestly funny.
I can look back at a lot of makeup
so many
looks
TikToks.
And bad hair extension looks I've done. And
maybe
we've
done videos dedicated to them.
Exactly. If people want to roast it, let's go. It's funny.
It's funny. And it's honestly, as long as it's like not like harsh and being evil, like who cares?
It wasn't. It was
literally who cares?
Hysterical.
It was hysterical. So I hope that she's taking it with a grain of salt, as it definitely should be. And it's just like a funny thing because also it's like she didn't glam herself.
No.
Like someone else did that. So it's like it's not you doing that.
Wait, what if someone else did it and she was like,
can we wipe a little off? Honestly, I would screw. Or what if she was like, oh, I would like a little more on the outer corner.
And they're like, you sure about?
We're stopping here. I wanted to be a little more winged
out.
Dude,
if someone did that look on me, I would have a mental breakdown. Because I knew I'm about to get ate up.
When I got glammed that one time? I don't even want to talk about it.
Manny got glammed one time.
By a celebrity makeup artist.
And it was the worst thing I've ever almost seen.
No, I think it's definitely the worst I've ever looked.
It was jarring.
It honestly had like 3 lashes in the lower lash line.
No, the lash was completely lifted.
The lip.
Tell them.
I look like a catfish. You guys, the way my lip extended into out here, it looked like I was a smiling catfish. It didn't make fucking sense. No, honestly, it's the worst I've ever looked. He used like black contour on me, like black eyeshadow as contour. It truly was the most jarring thing I've ever experienced.
It was jarring.
And I was like, we're not posting this video. So sorry.
We're so sorry.
Like, we just can't.
You're saving him.
I was saving him the grief at that point. And saving myself screenshots.
I have some screenshots.
I know you do.
I'm sharing them one day.
No, I also have screenshots and they're bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I sent them to you. That's how you have them. But they're.
I requested them to look at.
She needs that. I also found out that apparently Tyler. I
want
to
hear.
I hear that Tyler likes to bring up my video where I was doing the fashion show when he wants a little pick me up. Tyler, is this true? When he wants to giggle?
Excuse me?
I heard this last night. She's like, yeah, Tyler, no, we'll pull it up.
I have like many screenshots of you from throughout our time together that. You
it's
know,
not like, just that. Like, there's multiple.
I like to interchange them in my contact list for you as a contact photo.
It's the contact photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
The high hair one. Oh. The big hair one.
Some of them are photoshopped and some are not, man.
Most are. Let's talk about how most are photoshopped.
My contact photo for you, I'm going to show it to you, but it's not photoshopped.
Mine isn't either of you, but it's been the same one. It was a screenshot when Laura was FaceTiming. I need one for Tyler, actually.
We were in the McDonald's drive-thru. How do I wave?
I don't want to even see it, I don't think. Oh! Okay, yep, I remember that well. We were going to Laura DIY's
and we were in McDonald's party. Drive-thru. Mm-hmm. We were coming back.
Yep. I was so shook.
He was shook.
I was shook. I was festive, like Daniel likes to say.
Festive.
I was festive, but... Yeah, no, that was that. So, yeah, that was the thing going on with Julia, right? It's Julia.
Julia Fox, baby. She's Julia all in the Gulia? Press. Julia Gulia.
Julia Gulia? All the press. But it was, yeah, that shit was fucking funny. What's
our
next topic,
Our next topic is a very, very sad and tragic topic. A girl, her name is Brianna Kupfer. K-U-P-F-E-R. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize. Kupfer. Mm-hmm. She was stabbed in a LA furniture store. It's called Croft House. A man walked in and stabbed her to death and left.
That's literally horrible.
It was random too.
Like so this is like the things I know. I see people talking about this. And so she was alone at work, mm-hmm. working like just her, you mm-hmm. know, in the store. And then, you know, a guy came in and just brutally murdered her while she was on the job.
That is so
and it's like this, then it becomes a conversation about like, well, should people be alone at work?
Yeah.
Should there not be at least two employees on at the
for safety?
Oh my God. I don't know if you saw this on TikTok. There was a girl, those three girls working at like a juice shop. And the guy was yelling at them over like the counter and went like crazy on them.
A customer.
Like, and not only that, got the drink, threw it at them. And like, he almost like, he was trying to get in through the door to like literally fight the girl. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So it just reminds you of like things like that where it's like, dude, like this is.
People are wild.
Like, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's scary. Like, at least they had each other in that moment. Like, there was a couple of them, the girls in there. But they were like young girls, like probably under 18. Like, they were just like working at like a Jamba Juice or whatever it might
that
be.
That is so horrible.
So it just reminds you of like that situation where it's like, dude, there can be crazy ass people. And I think it's really important to have like, you know, power in numbers.
Oh my God. That's so scary though. And then this girl was just like, brutally murdered.
Yeah, I can't believe. And they just like found her. With,
I believe
like,
she was dead. 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So young
and beautiful,
and just graduated college, and he took her life, and it's so shame. It's so terrible. But police did find the alleged killer,
murderer. Yeah, they have someone in custody that they mm-hmm. say allegedly is the one that did it.
That did it.
But it's like wow, because they said that this person that was allegedly like the murderer that he basically was like just going around like to 7-Eleven after and was like very normal.
Yeah.
Like very like chill, walking throughout the city, just doing whatever
makes
the heck.
Makes me wonder if drugs, this is an assumption, but maybe if drugs were involved.
Maybe. Like, or like.
Because people get violent.
Assaults, like something absolutely wild.
Last year, a man that was on drugs went through a neighborhood close to mine with a hatchet and cut an old man to death and then cut another runner's arm off. In the neighborhood.
What the fuck?
And it was drugs. It was drugs.
What drugs was he on to do that?
It made him crazy and just went crazy with a hatchet. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say that.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like drugs runs rampant through LA and a lot of other cities. And it makes people do horrifying things.
That's so, honestly, it's so sad. Cause like this woman's like life is just, it's gone. Now it's gone.
Exactly.
And she had so much to live for and so much to look forward to. And mm-hmm. it's just like, absolutely heartbreaking.
Her family must be just beside themselves in shock.
Yeah, we're wishing them the most love and light possible. And, you know, just this is a reminder to be just as safe as possible, to be aware of your surroundings, and just to, you know, be conscious of what's going on around you. I feel like because of what I do now, I'm very hyper aware of people around me. Yeah. Like now, because, you know, being an influencer, things like that, like people, you can be recorded, things like that. Just things are always happening or getting grabbed and things like that. So now I feel like I'm a little bit more hyper aware of my surroundings.
Oh yeah.
And I think this is just like another reminder to be like, you guys need to be aware consciously what's going on. But the thing is, what's sad is that you would never expect something like this to happen at work.
Like, come on. And like never. A man come in and start stabbing you. Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's literally like a terrible, terrible situation.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just wild.
We're wishing her family the
healing
and light and love.
Oh my God.
That's absolutely terrible.
I can't even imagine.
Same.
Next on our list, Logan Paul has not been paid.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Logan still hasn't been paid by Floyd
Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is one of the richest athletes out there.
But okay, this is what I'm wondering.
Okay, here we go.
So why would he, if he was one of the richest athletes out there, for real,
okay,
why wouldn't Logan have been paid by
now? I don't understand
that. This is where I'm confused.
I don't understand that. And I'm like, okay, whenever you go into these fights, are there not contracts that if you...
I feel like there is.
Okay, then a lawyer should be contacting. Yes,
but I think that I think that that's what's happening. Oh. I think that Logan's just like, yo, like I'm still have not been paid fully for... the fight, the work, everything they put into that.
So Logan has said multiple times,
podcasts, publicly, everything.
And he just came out on a podcast saying, please pay me. I would
like to be paid.
Please for pay my me, Floyd. Work. And the guy said, well, he hasn't paid multiple people.
Yeah, but he's like, hopefully you're on the list.
List to get paid.
When I saw that clip, I was shocked.
Me too. I had no idea. I assumed you get paid like net 30.
I'm literally dead ass thinking the most longest. I'm like, net 60 is the longest.
But that's not, that's fucked.
It's crazy.
Like, you put yourself in that arena with him, with Floyd Mayweather, and you don't get the check? Uh-uh.
No, honestly, I would be honestly really, really, really shook about it because literally, is that not like the point of these huge fights? Yeah. Is like to get paid that kind of... Obviously, it's for like notoriety and it's for clout and all these other things. But like, I'm sure a huge portion of that is a check.
I can promise you he wouldn't have done it if he wasn't for getting free. Paid.
Okay? He wasn't exactly. Going to do it for free.
Exactly.
Honestly, like, Laura, should we get into a boxing match?
I kind of want to. I'm thinking.
And if they offer us, like, let's say, Manny, we will pay you $10 million to get knocked out by Laura. Mm. Maybe you're knocking me out.
All day. It's like that TikTok. Would you stomp your friend for, like, $1 million? Duh, 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 duh.
We will split it. Stomp
him to death.
We will split it.
Stomp him
to death. Stomp me out. Laura, if we're getting offered $10 million to stomp me out.
We'll split the money.
Stomp me out and we'll split the money. Like, that's literally what it is.
I'll pay your hospital bill.
Pay my bills. How much are you going to knock me the fuck out? Am I in the hospital? She has a fucking bat in her
head. Oh my God.
I'm like, wait, how bad am I getting knocked out?
The money bag? Yeah. I come in. You get out of the hospital bed?
I'm like, $5 million, $5 million. We took it a little far.
We did.
But yeah, I feel like, I mean, the fact that he hasn't been paid yet is honestly just really ridiculous. I'm surprised because I also would understand like why Floyd would be paying him. I'm like, isn't like the fighting company that would pay? That's like what I'm confused. Like the
advertisers or whatnot?
Advertisers or like pay-per-view. Or like how are they not paying him?
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, I'm so like the boxing thing.
Who else
to me
get
is
paid?
So fascinating.
The kid from TikTok didn't get paid.
Yes.
Who?
That was during the fight with
Jake Paul.
No, with Austin.
Oh, it was with my God. Dude,
that's a whole different situation that's like his company. Like, there's like shady shit, I think, going on with that, too.
Yeah, yeah,
so I'm not sure with that one.
What was the kid's
one.
Name?
I keep wanting to say Blake, but it's not fucking Blake. It's not Blake. No, we're going to know this.
We're
going
to know. Is it Little Huddy?
Nope. We're just going to go every TikToker down the list. It's not Noah Beck either.
Okay.
It is.
There's a lot of them.
Laura.
A lot of famous TikTokers.
How do we not know this? He was going on tour with Tana. I know him. I've met him. He's so fucking cool.
You met
his name,
him?
Yes, and his name is Spacey.
You don't know his name?
Laura, stop. I'm looking it up right now. You guys, I can't do this. Literally, it was the chicken nuggets I had earlier. I'm just shook.
Chicken nuggets.
And they were gorgeous chicken nuggets. But I'm going to find who it was exactly.
I just don't trust the boxing anymore. Cause honey, if I, there's a chance I'm in that arena and there's a chance I'm not going to get paid. Like, I'm sorry. Bryce. That's Bryce Hall. That's a done deal for me.
That's why I don't trust
not either. That I was ever considering getting in, but I'm right. sorry. People should think about getting in these arenas before they do. Cause it's like, sheesh.
Bro, the money like the, needs where's to be flowing. The money? Bryce, I love you.
I would I'm sorry. Like, he's not sorry.
I'm sorry, Bryce. I love you.
I would like a bag of money to be brought out to me as I won.
I, covered oh, in blood absolutely. And sweat.
Like, I would like yes. the money bags and cash.
Or, like, can the belt that you win be made of solid gold?
Well, no one's going to buy that. And sell
it
and
melt
that.
It down.
Who's going to buy that?
And we'll put it around our necks.
No, I want cash. I want a treasure. I want a treasure chest to be wheeled out to me. A trove. Filled with the cash immediately.
I would like that too, because then you just, that's when you know you're getting paid.
Exactly.
Where is the money?
Where is the money?
Where is the money? We start a full fucking chat. Where's the money? Where's the coin?
I feel like there's some complicated things that go on that we don't know.
That's definitely what it is. Like mm-hmm. there's so much happening. Like we only see like the surface of it. When there's literally an iceberg underneath, like yeah. so much happening. We just see the tip.
Yeah.
But there's so much happening. But it's just, it is fascinating to see like people who are in the fight, AKA Logan, being like, I have not been paid yet. And then we're like,
he keeps
why?
On, he keeps on announcing it.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, I would be kind of pissed too.
But it's kind of like he's definitely using the public as leverage. I mean, I'm not trying to like dog him for doing that, but he's trying to make it happen by putting public pressure on him. The way to do it though.
How else would you like, yeah. if you're getting, like, let's say if you're expecting millions of dollars, mm-hmm. like, would you not be like, yo guys, I need help with this?
Yeah.
I mean, thank God he just came out with Prime Drink with KSI, which is super awesome.
I think
congratulations.
He's fine in the money department. Oh, yeah. I don't think he needs the money. I think he earned it in the fight. It was an agreement.
Yeah. He deserves it. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get paid eventually.
All right, Manny, I'm going to let you pop off on this one. Alex Axel. Axel Weber.
Okay, so I wanted to just bring up Axel Weber because he's like popping so heavily on TikTok. So he was the kid who had the smallest apartment in New York. And it's literally like an apartment that's the size of like
so what he
a
get
closet.
Famous for? He get famous for that?
Yes.
Okay.
So he would do videos that he's like, oh, so like this is what my smallest like apartment looks like in
that's
LA
a genre
or in
on
New
TikTok.
York. So it was like a very dedicated thing, right? So people would like, Laura, I'm talking like it's smaller than your closet. His room, his whole room is, I would say maybe half your closet.
I will tell you this. If I was young and wanted to move to New York, I would totally do it in that apartment.
You,
I would
I mean,
do
you have,
it.
Like to make
I
it work, do, you have
yeah,
to make it work, right?
I would do it. Oh my God, my first apartment in LA wasn't much bigger than my closet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, because it's like, hello. And apparently that's like $1,200 a month. Even then, it's like still hella expensive
my
for that little thing.
Teeny tiny. I would say my apartment was probably the size of my kitchen and family room put together.
Yeah.
That was probably the whole thing. That was like $950 a month.
Wow.
And it was in Riverside. It wasn't in LA.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like the prices are like
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Really crazy.
But the reason I wanted to bring up Axel is because so Axel has blown up like wildly in the last like, let's say 2 months. He has like wow. 4 million followers now. Like blew up like millions in a month.
He ain't going to be living in that apartment for long.
No, he ain't. But the thing that's like kind of like I wanted to bring it up because I feel like people love an underdog until
yeah.
they make it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
seeing so many comments that are very, like, negative towards Axel. Be like, oh, he's just so mediocre. And, like, listen, I understand that, like, you don't get his vibe. Like, totally get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's not everyone's flavor. Like, I understand that. Totally. And, like, he just seems like a sweet kid who's been handed an amazing opportunity and he's running with it. Mm-hmm. Like, because he now has a modeling mm-hmm. contract. And, yeah. you know, he got turned down from Juilliard, which is, like, a huge school,
art school.
A heart school in New York. And, like, Charlie Puth. He like stitched it, was like, hey, it's okay. And like, he's had all these like really, really wild interactions, right? But I feel like now I'm seeing tons of TikToks that are just like against Axel because I feel like now he's down to this point where it's like everyone, again, I feel like everyone loves an underdog until they make it.
That's how it is on YouTube too.
Mm-hmm.
If you, because back in the day you would blow up on YouTube yep. and like once you became the moment, all your top comments were just trashing you. Mm-hmm. And that is the culture on
it's
TikTok.
It's crazy. It's like a complex. It's like this weird complex.
It is. That is like the TikTok culture. They love you until you make it and then they are come after you because mm-hmm. any of the...
And then they want to bring you back down.
They want to bring you back down. They don't... They mm-hmm. like want you to do good, but not that good.
Exactly. Like, yeah. they want to be part of the journey mm-hmm. until you get to a point where it's like, oh, well, why are you on the Kelly Clarkson show? Why are you in New York Times? Like, all these things.
What's her name? The girl that cooks? Emilia? She blew up as well.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking
the
about.
The girl doesn't even really talk in her video. She's literally, like,
exactly
making toast.
Exactly who you're talking
Emily
about.
Emily Marquillo. Uh-huh. Love her, by the way.
Me
follow
too.
Her. I'm into her stuff. She's almost got 10 million followers now. And
the amount of videos I've seen making fun of her.
They make fun of her. All her top comments are talking shit about her. And mm-hmm. it's really fascinating as to what can you say negative. She's literally making food and not even speaking.
I genuinely just don't understand the complex. Like, I just don't get it.
Why are we so angry?
I don't know. Like, this is like what I'm confused about. Cause like, first of all, for example, with Axel, he's like a kid that was in his small apartment and he blew up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. did he ask for it necessarily? No. Did it happen? Yes. And so how is that his fault?
It's not.
Obviously there's these opportunities that are getting presented to him, and why would he not take them?
Yeah.
He got denied from Juilliard, but then he got a modeling contract. Why would you not take the modeling contract?
Right.
I fucking would.
Charlie Poof said it's okay.
If Charlie says we can do it, if he can do it, I can do it.
Period.
But like, it's just like this really, really fascinating thing where I do feel like it sucks to like be in that situation where everyone's like, well, how do you know that he's even good enough to get into Juilliard?
Look at Addison Rae.
She's Charlie.
Like,
it's these people who blow up like so quickly overnight.
And then people hate them.
Yep. And it just makes me sad. And like, I don't get the why of it. I don't understand like where it's coming from. And like,
it's really negative though.
Yeah, it's negative. I don't get the complex of like, why do you have to shit on them? Like, can't they just like live their life and succeed and do and have fun with it? And they're not harming anyone.
Yeah.
And if they're not shitty ass people.
And if you don't like them, then okay, then don't watch them.
Exactly. Like, just like,
say not interested.
Yeah, click not interested and you won't see their videos pop up on your free page.
But people feed off that negativity.
It's just weird. I just don't understand it, because I've seen so many videos, especially about Axel, that like recently, because he blew up so quickly, that I'm just like, I don't get this.
Like, why?
He reminds me of Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know that.
And so Kingdom Hearts is like a video game I used to play back in the day. And the main character's name is Sora, and he had this like really crazy hair, and he had this like keyblade. It's like a Disney kind of game. And he reminds me of Sora so much. Like, that's why I like him, because I'm like,
so cute.
He reminds me of Sora. But I don't know. I feel like he just seems like a sweet guy. I'm like, I don't know why we have to...
Leave Axel just Weber alone.
Leave him a B. Leave Axel B.
All right. We got some more tea.
I don't know why I did that.
The lead singer of the Gorillaz calls out Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Everybody be coming for Taylor.
Everyone loves to come for Taylor. But the thing is, he was doing an interview, and he said in the interview, he was like, so like read Billie it. Eilish, let me just fucking pull up the exact. I'm gonna pull up the exact thing.
Manny's gonna quote what he had to say in the interview, which he did get caught.
Okay,
up.
So I'm gonna pull up the verbatim because it makes much more sense when I pull that up. So give me a second. We're gonna be playing some jams. We're not playing jams.
No, we're not. Ty, play a jam.
Oh my god. Okay, let me see. Let me find the. Okay, I'm close. Okay, here we go. So his name is Damon Albarn, and he says, like, he was kind of like talking about music in this like interview. He says, Billie Eilish, I think she's exceptional. Taylor Swift, she doesn't write her own songs. So that was like his like little way of like a jab essentially at Taylor, because she's said many times, like, I write my own songs, like I am the writer. So Taylor, which I think is just like, chef's kiss, she quote tweets Damon's tweet. She's not. She's the type of person that she's going to stand her ground, especially when she knows she's in the right. So exactly. She says, Damon Albarn, I was such a big fan of yours until I saw this. I write all of my songs. Your hot take is completely false and so damaging. You don't have to like my songs, but it's really fucked up to try and discredit my writing. Wow.
I think it's really fucked up because... women get compared enough to women. Like, why are we even comparing Billie Eilish to Taylor Swift?
You're so right. What's the point?
So I think it's really fucked up because not only did he try to outsource a lie, which is very damaging.
Yeah.
He tried to promote that. And then he tried to compare her to another successful woman in the industry. And Damien, we get enough that of
doesn't,
that.
And
so.
That doesn't, like, the genres of music are... worlds apart.
They are.
Of those two. So I don't like understand.
And the vibe is worlds apart.
The whole thing is different. But the thing is, he did respond to Taylor.
Of course he did.
So he did. He said, I totally agree with you.
Oh, now you do.
I had a conversation about songwriting, and sadly, it was reduced to clickbait. I apologize unreservedly and unconditionally. The last thing I would want to do is discredit your songwriting. I hope you understand, Damon. I'm like, I don't think that was taken out of context, because that's exactly what was said.
Yeah.
So I'm very confused at like the whole entire situation. Cause I'm like, I think that you're shook that she.
I think you're shook that she got ya.
I think you're shook that she got you good.
She got you good.
She got you good.
And those Swiftie fans.
They're real.
They're very real.
The Swifties are real. I am actually a huge Taylor Swift fan myself.
Manish is trying to get protected.
And I need Swifters to come. I need Swifters to come for me. But no, seriously, I think that's one of those situations where to me, it's literally like, oh, you're just shook that you got caught.
Well, I just love Taylor because she will eat people up when need
be. Alive.
When need be.
When need be.
She is not one to take bullshit. She is a lioness. She is a lioness.
And she will attack.
What's her zodiac sign? I'm looking it up.
Oh my God, I actually don't know. Wait, what is Taylor Swift's zodiac sign?
Katya.
What is her sign?
My.
Like.
Katya.
The Swifties would know.
She's worked for me for years and years. Mm-hmm. One of my employees.
She is Stan?
She's a big Stan.
She's a Swiftie.
Oh, I just typed her name in. I guess I had to put Zodiac.
Yeah, but I had to put Zodiac as well. Uh-huh.
All right. She's a Sag.
She's a Sag.
We love, I love the Sag. Sages.
That's like one of my favorite signs
Daniel,
of all time.
Daniel, Aaron.
Daniel's a Sag. Aaron's a Sag.
Everyone's a
so
Sag.
So many. I love Sages.
I get along with. I have a lot of Sages in my life.
Sages is like one of my most. Actually, Sages and Leos are my most compatible. Technically, what they say is Zodiac is my most compatible signs for a partner.
Oh.
Yeah. So when me and Daniel get married in 5 years.
Daniel, are you watching?
It's because he's a Sag and I'm an Aries. And so it makes sense.
Oh, I see. Five mm-hmm. years.
35.
5 years. We have some planning to do. Well.
I know that Daniel listened to the podcast. It's making it even better when he's listening to it.
He texted me today. He listened to it and he said, I can't remember exactly what I said. I was like, maybe he's listening. He goes, how dare you?
I I love it.
Yeah.
He's our girl. He is our fucking girl.
Danny's our girl.
He's our girl.
All right. Here's one.
Oh, I'm scared.
This is a pretty interesting one.
Okay.
Cardi B defeats Tasha K for a $1.2 million defamation lawsuit.
This is actually a shock to me.
Tasha K is a YouTuber mm-hmm. and a YouTuber who made videos with mm-hmm. false claims
yeah,
about defamation. Cardi B, which did turn out to be defamation.
I'm actually really gagged about this because for a major celebrity mm-hmm. to beat out a YouTuber for defamation, like it's kind of like just honestly shocking. Like I would have never expected to get to this point where it's like went to court, and the fact that Cardi won,
the girl must have been really going in.
It must have been like I actually have screenshots from it too, to be honest. I kind of wanted to pull it up. So this is what happened. So Cardi B claimed that the blogger Tasha K made up harmful lies about her on the internet. And basically, it was saying that she won the case because she was saying that allegedly, that among other things, that Cardi B was a prostitute who dabbled in drugs and had contracted STIs, which is, you know, sexually transmitted infections. But I was just like, oh my God. Oh, and the gag. The real gag here is that the fact that Cardi B even went on the witness stand during the trial and testified she was suicidal during the period as a direct result of Tasha's stories.
Wow.
So it's not only is she getting sued for $1.25 million in general damages, she's getting sued for $250K in medical expenses. So I'm assuming that's like for therapy and that's for so many other things. So the jury sided with Cardi in this situation where it's like, yes, this was defamation
yeah.
and we feel you in this situation. So I'm like, whoa, like this is wild. Cause like as a YouTuber, like this is like, oh wow. Like the YouTuber got sued mm-hmm. and lost against mm-hmm. the celebrity.
Yeah.
It's fucking defamation.
It is defamation.
Come on.
And things are changing now on the internet. The internet mm-hmm. was so new. So I think a lot people got away with a lot.
Yeah.
But the internet has now become like a main source of everyone's life, mm-hmm. regardless of almost what generation you come from. So people mm-hmm. understand it more.
Exactly.
And people are kind of like understanding
what's going on. The jury is aware of what
the
internet is.
They're understanding the money that's coming off of it and the mm-hmm. benefits of it and how big it can get and damaging. Mm-hmm. So I think juries now are kind of like,
they're aware.
They're not confused. Like, oh, shit. They're like, they really understand what YouTube is and mm-hmm. how that can be damaging. So now you can't just say what you want to say about someone to get views.
And lie.
That's the thing. Lie.
You can't just lie
you can't.
Blatantly about people and expect nothing to come of it.
Because whenever they make a choice to pursue you.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm just kidding doesn't work in that situation. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make up, especially like such slanderous things like, STIs prostitution, drugs. Like really wild, outlandish things. You can't be surprised when suddenly you're in a fucking lawsuit and you lose.
I think Cardi B is going through the gigs too because she tweeted the other day and I was like, oh my God. I love about Cardi the gigs? B.
I do too. I literally love her.
I love her. I love her energy. I love her vibe. I love how real she is. I think she's a cool person. But she said, why am I happy but sad at the same time? And then she also tweeted something else that was just, just hanging in there. 5 days ago. So she has put out there that she's going through the gigs.
The thing is, though, like celebrities of that scale, it doesn't exempt them from mental health issues and, you know, damages that could happen from being in the limelight.
God,
and
I know.
Just because Cardi B is Cardi B and she's this badass, amazing, iconic woman doesn't mean that she's exempt from having her feelings hurt. And like, or going through depression, like so many different things. And I think that people forget a lot of times, especially like when it comes to people of that status, that they're human too. And they're going to make mistakes and they're going to be sad too.
Yeah.
If people forget that we're human and we have emotions. Imagine the level of a celebrity.
Oh my God. They treat them like definitely inhumane.
It's inhumane.
It is.
Like it's actually really, really wild. And so
Well, this case speaks volumes because what's going to happen is people have seen Cardi win such a big case.
Yep.
More cases are going to come out from people from defamation. Suing for defamation.
Well, especially like if you're over here literally, because I bet you anything in like those videos. I mean, I haven't watched Tasha K's video. I have no idea what's going on. I just saw like the story. But I'm sure in the videos that she's trying to state it as fact. She's not being like, allegedly she's doing all these things. Like, I think that makes a huge difference. Like, if you're like saying like speculative, way different situation than being like, she literally had STIs and she's a prostitute.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. That's literally what defamation is. Like, you're stating something as fact when it's a full bold-faced lie, that's the opinion of defamation.
Right.
Defamation.
Exactly.
So I think that's like definitely one of those things where it's like, oh shit, maybe let's not defame.
Let's do other content. How about that?
let's get ready with me.
Okay, guys. So,
wait, should we take another break?
Oh yeah, let's take another break.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavor.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and
and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to Full Coverage, where your hosts, Manny MUA and Lar Lee.
Reality stars.
The reality stars. The delusion.
A little bit of delusion is always nice.
It is nice.
It helps.
Delusion is bliss.
I actually just saw you reposted something on your stories today, and you said something about in Glossy.
Glossy. You're like, I did an interview.
If I wasn't a little delusional,
I never would have made it.
It's honestly the fucking truth.
I tell people, get delusional.
A little delusion,
honey,
is good.
You don't want to know all the facts.
No, a little delusion is good.
All right. So a girl named Brittany Rayner, I'll be honest, I don't know her full history, but she's a bad bitch.
Oh my God. Yes. 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 Even when you said her name, I'm like, okay. I also don't know a lot about her history as well.
So, but
this clip
went very viral of Brittany Rayner. She went on a podcast. The podcast is called Fresh and Fit Podcast. Mm-hmm. And the title under it is number one male self-improvement podcast in the world.
See, the fact that their Twitter tagline is
that's the
number
tagline
one
on Twitter.
Self-help men.
It says number one male self-improvement.
Is this a joke? Like, is that so? There's like a viral clip that was going around, and she basically just put these two men in their fucking place so gorgeously. I was screaming. So basically, they were like, oh, girls like you. It was very
they
like
said,
that kind of thing.
Behind the scenes, off camera, we warn guys about girls like you. And she's
like,
addressed it on camera.
So how are girls like me?
Go ahead and explain.
So explain girls like me. And he's like, oh, well, you know, all girls. She's like, no. You said girls
like me.
How am I?
And he went to say within his response that she's not special.
She ain't special.
And she said,
basically, like, you ain't shit, is essentially what he was saying.
I was like, all right, this is where you don't double down.
This is the part where you don't. A complete polar opposite of doubling down.
You don't want to double down. And that's what he did. And she ate him.
She chewed him up and spit him out.
I recommend you guys listen to it.
You guys have to hear it.
It's very powerful about a woman defending herself against two men and not letting them double down and not letting them talk back to her and calling them on their shit.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's like, I watch it, I'm just like, ugh. Like, I literally just got like, I got my life. I really did.
I got my
fucking life. And it just was so nice to hear her be such just like a strong.
Strong.
Because honestly, if I was in the situation, I don't know what I would have said.
I don't know what I would have said
I would have probably
either.
Felt really uncomfortable, to be honest. And I don't know if I would have been as strong as her in that situation to be
fight
like.
Fight or flight and sis was flying.
Baby, no, literally, fight or freeze, baby, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
I'm a freezer. So I'm just like, I would be uncomfortable in that situation. So the fact that she was just like, no, I'm not going to let this happen. And then the fact that she was like, this podcast is fucking whack too.
Yeah.
At the end of it, she was like, and this podcast is whack and your background's whack. I was like, I was screaming.
Snatch the wigs.
Do you know who Drew is on TikTok? Like, she's like the girl that like, the men are just like really misogynistic, and then she'll stitch
and
be like,
yes. And she laughs.
Yes,
she laughs.
And the giggle.
I love her giggle.
First of all, I love Drew.
I'm
fucking obsessed with her.
Huge fan.
But it gave me that vibe.
It was very that vibes.
And I'm a huge fan of Drew.
Yeah, me too.
And so when I saw it, I was just like,
this is it. And a lot of powerful women reposted that clip of her popping off on these men because it was so powerful. And it was like, you're no longer going to talk to us like we're dogs.
I saw it was Emrezy.
Well, I saw Emrezy and a couple others too.
That's like that. See, that's how I saw it. And like, Emrezy to me is like a very powerful, amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, stunning woman that I'm just like, oh, I just like love. This is very like women supporting women, and it's exactly what I love to see.
And the girls came.
The girls came in droves.
But I'm like, now how is this the number one?
That's why I have questions.
The number one male self improvement.
The thing though is, I have actually seen this dude get caught up before in podcasts and clips, and I've seen TikToks of him and like, I'm like, girl, honestly, at this point, just stop.
Do you feel feel like he needs it for, he does it for attention then?
I don't know.
To get
I really
that,
don't know.
Because it did go
maybe,
pretty
maybe,
viral.
Maybe it's for clout, or maybe it's because you're genuinely a misogynistic ass. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely been
either way,
situations.
It's not good.
Either way, it's fucking trash. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, like, for me, like, especially like being a guy, like seeing guys like act like that, mm-hmm. it just like is the most annoying thing to
it's
me
really
ever.
Gross.
It's so gross. I hate misogyny like in that way. And just like, especially because like, you know, being a gay guy, like I grew up with a lot of misogyny and I grew up with a lot of like, you know, toxic masculinity, and it gives me that vibe. It gives me that energy.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Yeah. So it just makes me even more like being like girl power.
Right.
Period.
Oh, I'm always on the girl
And you're always
side.
Girl power. And I'm always on the girl side, period. But, you know, it was just, I honestly really love that she just ate him up, and I hope that we see more of it. And I want there
I'm
to be
sure
more.
I'm sure we will.
And I'm sure we will. And I feel like that's, you know what's funny? I feel like Drew is helping with that too.
Yeah, definitely.
I really do feel like her TikToks
Drew,
are really helping.
Drew's really Drew, it all, her TikToks always start with a male being a complete ignorant moron, mm-hmm. which makes you mad. And then you look and you go, oh, this is one of Drew's.
And
it's like, about to, you're like, it's about.
And then it makes you like, ugh.
You're like, it's about to get good.
It's about to get juicy. Uh-huh. It's about to get, and the thing is like, she will basically single-handedly like, just destroy this these male egos
while laughing at
while
them
laughing
in between what she says.
And it's so do I love what she does. She does this like and I love it. She like did like this like rock side. She's like and I literally love it because, you know, for me, like I think that a lot again, like guys just have to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just have to hear it. And so her like coming for them in some way because they came for women, it's just mm-hmm. like nice.
It is.
I honestly just fucking enjoy seeing it.
Women are no longer very quiet.
No, and as they shouldn't be.
We have a lot to say.
There are voices.
And we're going to use our voices.
Yes,
so.
Like a fucking microphone.
And I want to say this, and I may be biased, but women carry the humor on TikTok. They carry it. I'm 1,000,000%. Sorry, but women are some of the funniest creatures alive. They are comedy geniuses.
They're goals.
And the world of comedy has always been dominated by men. Mm-hmm. Most of my favorite comedians are men. But women are underestimated in how fucking funny we are. We're hilarious.
You guys are. And the thing is, I actually follow only funny girls on TikTok. Like funny women.
The guys try too hard. The girls
it's
are
like
just,
a joke.
The girls are funny.
The girls are just naturally funny.
And they're all
join in.
Yeah.
Join in.
I'll have to find one of my other funny ones I'll tell you guys about. But I have a lot of funny women. There are men on there that are funny too.
Of course,
but just really appreciate the amount of humor the women provide for all of us.
I honestly just feel like with the women too, it's like just so natural.
Yeah.
Like they're just naturally fucking
they
funny.
They are. And they'll be doing some crazy shit.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I love it. I love women. Women are, honestly, if I could choose to be straight or gay, I would choose to be straight.
Yeah.
Just so I could date women.
Ah!
Because they're better.
Well, you know.
And
we
that's
do
that.
What, we do what we can.
We do what we get. Yeah, they're just better, period.
All right, last topic.
Last one.
Britney Spears and Jamie are going at it,
honey. Oh,
honey,
I think this feud is not going to die.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it's going to die. And I'm waiting for the second part of the Call Her Daddy podcast.
When is that coming out?
I don't know, but do I wonder?
What?
So Britney sent over a cease and desist.
Britney's
team sent over
to
Jamie.
That's what's happening then.
And I wonder if that is stopping the second episode of Call Her Daddy from coming out.
Yeah, they're going to check. They're going to cross the T's and dot the I's before
they
release.
That's what I wonder. And especially because like I believe that there was going to be some like text message
that
being
shown.
That
makes a lot of sense.
So I feel like that might be. The thing is, Britney's not putting up with Jamie's bullshit anymore.
No, she's able
as she
to.
She shouldn't.
She's finally able to fight back on Jamie.
And we're talking about Jamie's sister right now.
Her little sister, Jamie.
Not talking about Jamie's dad. It's really annoying because there's two
Jamies.
They
named the kid after the parents. But anyways.
Okay. No, the fact that it's like the both, I'm like, okay, that's a bit much, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jamie and Lynn.
Okay.
Y'all
that's
took
a bit
it
much.
There.
Okay, whatever.
But I know. We're as crazy as fuck as y'all are.
It's a bit much, but whatever.
Jeez. You know, if they weren't problematic parents, I would think less about it, but they're just fucking
I wouldn't think,
wild.
I wouldn't really actually think anything of it,
but
because
they're
so controlling of their kids, now I'm like, you're weird.
And both of their kids have made multiple statements how they can't fucking stand them.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, no, you're weird.
And like had so many
you're controlling
negative
and
things
weird.
To
you
say.
Literally made your daughter's name after both of you. That's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're like that. Like, I wouldn't care if it was a normal parent, but they seem whack to me.
Well, Jamie is finally speaking out. She got a ton of hate for zero support of her sister's case. And now she has a voice.
Dude, this fucking
suddenly.
Suddenly, with the book. Now that there's a book out.
There's a book.
Suddenly, there's a voice that has been. It's like fucking Ariel suddenly getting her voice back. She's like, ah. Like, bitch, now, like, the thing is for me, what's whack as fuck about it is the fact that you have not, like, been there and defending your sister publicly, mm-hmm. but suddenly now there's a book, you're using your sister's trauma to sell your book.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me.
Me
That's
too.
How it's coming across.
It comes so I'm across like, that way.
This is a fucking issue.
I think now's the time to only support Britney, not try to get sales, and sit kind of quiet.
She literally has said.
Let's get as quiet as you've been the past, what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, calm it down. Calm it down.
How about let's.
Calm down. So the fact that she's, you know, Jamie has literally said, she's like, this is not about money.
Well, you're selling
the book. Isn't about money. I'm like,
well, then give it out for free.
Put it on Amazon for free.
No profits.
No profits. Donate all the profits then. How about that?
That's really crazy.
Actually, you know what? All the profits you make from the book, give it all back to Britney.
Ooh,
from her conservatorship that you've been paid.
That's an idea. That's an idea.
I mean, here we are. This is the full coverage podcast.
I hate to see, you know, two family members after they've both been through so much go to war like this publicly.
I know.
But Britney has sat back and dealt with a lot of things happen publicly and hasn't been able to say a word. So now some of the same energy is going out there, but it's mm-hmm. a much different outcome. And I don't mm-hmm. think her family is used to
They weren't prepared.
They weren't used to her being able to actually like fight back and have a voice.
I love that Britney's like, now they're getting just a
taste.
Voice.
They're getting a taste.
They're gonna get some of the wrath. Uh-huh. Cause the thing is, I think that Britney is just, it's so nice to see Britney like just be able to speak mm-hmm. what she wants to speak. She's out here posting like basically nudes on her Instagram. Uh-huh. I'm like, just go Britney, get it all out. Like she hasn't been able to live like this life in what, 16 years?
Part of me feels like her doing that is like a big F you to everybody who was a part mm-hmm. of trapping her.
Yeah. No, that's what I think it is. I think she's just going so, she's like, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want to prove F you. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you guys think or say about me. I'm free now.
I can tell you this. I think Jamie goes down as one of the most hated people right now.
Man, dad or sister?
Well, both, but the sister's pretty in the hot seat now because.
I think the dad's even worse off, though.
Yes, yes.
Because he's like, totally seems demonic at this point.
But the sister is in the hot seat at the moment.
Yeah.
You know.
But she caused it herself. Like she's bringing it on
totally,
herself.
Totally.
You're going on a fucking book tour about your book and you're talking about, and there's a passage in the book about, she's like, I was really scared Britney had a knife once. And like, do you remember that thing?
And Britney said she never had the knife.
She's like, that never even happens. Like, why are you lying about it?
She was
like,
basically this is saying, a joke. Alleged. Well, no, it's not alleged. She was basically
saying.
What
she said in the
book. Yeah, that Britney was paranoid, locked him in a room, had a knife, and was scared.
And was scared. And like, she's like, please sleep with me tonight.
Uh-huh. Which, why do you need, like.
First of all, that's not even like that big of a deal.
That's not that big of a deal. To me, it wasn't even if Britney did have a knife and was scared, maybe she heard
Britney
something.
Fucking Spears.
Yeah, oh my God. Like,
how could she not feel paranoid about something?
Why is that weird? But anyways, Britney came out on Twitter and made a post and all and said.
Like, maybe know, I was cutting a squash.
Yeah.
That's the only time you ever see me with a knife. And
when
like,
I was cutting squash.
I was cutting squash.
So it's like these stories seem to be a bit elaborated.
We're going to, if Jamie ends up talking about the text message like coming out later on, we'll definitely cover that on the next episode of Full. If it ever comes out, we'll definitely cover it in the future. But
who knows?
Who knows? I'm curious to see, because she literally is saying that this text message is going to exonerate her. And I'm like, honey, if you think one text message from Britney is going to exonerate you from this storm that you're in.
And from not supporting your sister
coming.
For the past years.
Years.
And
decade,
all this
if you will?
Press and court cases and sitting quiet. Yeah, I don't think a text is going to do it.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. So I'm very intrigued to see what the text has to say.
And that is it for this episode.
And that is it for our full coverage Friday episode. Woo-hoo! Rapid fire. Let's know what you guys think of the rapid fires. I think they're really, I enjoy them.
Me too.
Because we can hit so many different topics, have like cute little moments and talk about them all and then just be like boom, boom, boom.
Same. We have a great time. Thank you guys for being here.
We love
you guys so much.
Don't forget to subscribe. Like, rate. If you guys are listening to this, please rate us on whether it's iTunes or Spotify. We would really, really appreciate it.
Anywhere.
You guys are the best. And subscribe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.